So the way in which we are to live, we are to survive, is by way of doing, engaging some kind of job, some kind of work. So by way of action. So without involving any kind of action, simply lying down and sleeping cannot possibly survive oneself. And so this action, if you engage in it with understanding the reality, so it can really help accomplish the thing that you aspire, that you desire. So although I don't know how to cook well, but say you want to cook something, so first of all you have to know the reality as to what components are required for making a proper meal. So if you don't know the reality, and then not knowing exactly as to the softness of the vegetable or the hardness of the vegetable and so forth. So even if you, in that case, even if you have a kind of desire to make some proper food or a delicious food, but that cannot be done. So similarly, we have to, in terms of the practice, you have to know the reality. So what is the reality then? So the reality is that these all sentient beings, they are desirous of happiness and not wanting suffering. And those that happiness that all sentient beings kind of desire is something which can be created, which comes about through dependence on various causes and conditions. So, this being the reality, if you try to simply focus on an individual or a single cause or a condition for that result, happiness or suffering, whatever, so that is actually a person who has not discovered the reality. So, when the negative emotions such as attachment and hatred arises, so that motivation is generated without having discovered the reality. Because those attitudes, they are very much kind of focused on an individual object rather than trying to look at things from broader perspective. So if somebody can really reflect on how in the production of something requires enormous amount of multitudes of causes and conditions, so the person would find no room for generating or for arousing hatred or anger towards that object. And whereas the hatred and so forth, they try to actually simply target, have a single target, hold on to a single object as a target. And then thinking that very object is the very cause as in a complete form, which is responsible for bringing about this result. And as such, those tendencies, those kind of attitudes as attachment or hatred arises. As such, the sense of altruism, sense of compassion, they are actually broader in ways of apprehending the object. They are actually more wider in ways of perspective. And it is also not narrow in nature. So, and it is based on the feeling that everything is interconnected. So whether in terms of economy or politics or commerce, if that person who is involved in that very field, if he understands that everything, that very field that he is connected to, he is involved in, if that thing is very much a derivative, a kind of result of a whole lot of interconnectedness of causes and conditions, so then that person becomes very realistic and he could turn out to be a very successful person in that very field. So because to understand all this interconnectedness of different causes and conditions, so that person will then act or involve in that field in a very realistic way, taking into consideration all these interconnectedness, all these conditions, causes involved in this interconnectedness. And whereas if that if the same person not realizing all this the process of the interconnectedness, and then he or she will simply think of a single individual object as the primary cause or whatever, so they then there's every likelihood that this person will easily get caught up in the sense of hatred, in the sense of feeling exhausted, or in the sense of feeling getting fed up with that thing. So I've been constantly saying to my friends, but this is applicable to any kind of thing, that any kind of field, any kind of thing that you can think of in the entire universe or on this planet. So whether in terms of politics, in terms of commerce, or any kind of community. So if you can really view things as dependent origination, so that's what we call as viewing things in a more holistic way. Next, in terms of one's own physical health, so the more altruistic, more sense of compassionate you are towards other beings, you have you tend to have a greater inner strength. So this sense of altruism, sense of compassion towards other beings, cannot be generated by someone else imposing upon you or threatened by way of causing fear in you, but that generation of compassion is done through one's own desire, through one's own enthusiasm, because of this that it will naturally give rise in you a sense of inner strength. As such, you would have a lesser amount of fear, the disturbance, mental disturbance. So, lesser is it that the sense of fear. So naturally, the elements within your body, which constitute your body, they become more properly established, properly kind of arranged, and the flow of the materials or the elements within your body become so natural and peaceful. And whereas if you have a sense of this fear derived through the negative emotions, so because of that, you will naturally have a disturbance in terms of the orientation of the elements that constitute one's body. So there in New York, during one of the science conference where I was also participating, so there's one scientist who said that somebody who is having who constantly issues this word I all the time, so then he said that that person would be very likely a heart stroke. It is because when you think of this self constantly, when you think of the I constantly, so it makes this kind of thinking so narrow. So this kind of thinking of self, which is so congested, so narrow, so that is actually responsible for creating this the heart failure. And so now what I can say is that I can actually tell that scientist that, so if what you have said is correct, then in order to stop all those heart failures, so the advice or the kind of the medicine would be to let the other person meditate on compassion or love or altruism towards others, just loosening one's sense of self-cherishing, self-centeredness. So it is because of this that this sense of altruism is not something which is mere spiritual or kind of religious religious attitude. Rather, it is something relevant to the day-to-day life. So all those crises that we see in this world, they are rooted to the lacking of altruism, lacking the quality of compassion towards others. So if we take ourselves into consideration, so every day we have been making prayers that, oh, may it be of benefit, or benefit, or that all sentient beings be free. And also we are praying that, oh, I will engage in the Bodhisattva's deeds. So actually here we are saying that I'm going to be very compassionate, trying to be very altruistic. So not just leaving these things at the level of prayers. So it is indeed that we should be very practical in being altruistic, being compassionate and beneficial to other beings. And each one of us has the capacity actually to some kind of to contribute in some ways to help others. So how is it that if we can really generate a sense of compassion, sense of warm-heartedness, so naturally it would bring about a very friendly atmosphere, and that all people around you would feel so comfortable, so happy around you. So you can actually share, or you can actually be kind of example to at least like 10 persons who are staying close by you. And because of that, there would be less amount of fighting, quarrel, and there would be more peaceful environment. So although the very warm-heartedness that you have, or your sense of prayers that you are making, so it won't have a direct kind of solid result as benefiting all other sentient beings. But if we follow the way I said right now, trying to first of all expand it to your neighbors, and then let them expand. So that way, so gradually, we do find the possibility of actually accomplishing this goal to benefiting all other beings by generating the warm-heartedness. So the topic that we are going to discuss, or that is going to be taught today, is on bodhicitta, the ultimate state of altruism, the desire to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. So this attitude is actually the honest possible attitude, and also the most astounding, incredibly praiseworthy attitude that human beings or that sentient beings can generate.